I'm at the Olympic Games in Mexico City in the summer of 1968. It is morning, and I'm perched high in the cool, windy stands as the qualifying rounds of the Olympic long jump begin. The American jumper, Bob Beamon, storms in for his first jump, but it was way out, about 40 centimetres beyond the board. In his second attempt, he again misses the board, but it is still a massive hurl. Olympic oblivion now beckons, because sat-navs have not yet been invented. Bob now enters into conference with his colleague, Ralph Boston, who almost certainly advises him to put his approach run about half a metre back, and the qualifying distance of 7.50 will surely be his. Third and final attempt. Beamon again storms in and takes off about 60 centimetres from the front of the board, and I reckon that his takeoff to landing distance must be around 8.60 metres, well beyond the world record. But I would be a liar were I to say that I had any idea of what would occur a day later in the final. By that time, the wind had changed, and the final took place on the other side of the stadium, and I sat with a pack of coaches and athletes directly above the pit. At my side sat the long jumper Alan Lowell, eventually to become our best all-round jumper of all time, holding my metric conversion tables, because we still thought in feet and inches. On his first jump, Beamon surged into the board like an avenging angel, smacked a full 20 centimetres of board, and soared, landing well beyond the end of the measuring device, and tumbled forward into the end of the pit. The little Mexican official, a wee girl, sitting at the takeoff board clutching red and white flags, little realised that in a moment she would become a part of athletics history. She looked down at the board for what seemed to me to be an eternity. Then she slowly raised the white flag. But the operator of the measuring device could not locate Beamon's mark, simply because he had landed well beyond it. After all, the world record was only 8.35 metres. Chaos now reigns. Then the imperious figure of International Amateur Athletic Federation chairman, the Dutchman Adrian Paulin, suddenly appeared, and he promptly took charge, immediately summoned a steel tape, and the jump was measured. There was then a long pause. Then the figures, 8.90 metres, suddenly appeared on the scoreboard, and were eventually converted by a confused Alan Lowell to 29 feet, 2.5 inches. But at the end of the runway, the metric distance meant nothing to Bob Beamon, and when it was finally converted for him by his colleagues into imperial measurement, he immediately collapsed to the ground. For me, this was to be the moment of my athletics life, but it's worth observing that Beamon might easily have gone out beyond 9 metres, because his 10% of extra flight time meant that he finished his 1.5 hitch kick a little too early. Thus he rotated forward, landing with a poor bent knee leg shoot. But that massive jump by Bob Beamon convinced me of the essential simplicity of long jumping, which is a fast, accurate run, hitting plenty of board in a good vertical position and exploding hard out of it. And that was consequently what, over 30 years later, I was to teach a 16-year-old footballer called Greg Rutherford.